हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। हरिः ॐ श्रीमहागणपतये नमः। ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। ॐ यस्माज्जातम् जगत् सर्वम् यस्मिन्नेव प्रलीयते येनेदम् धार्यते चैव तस्मै ज्ञानात्मने नमः। ॐ नमो भगवते श्रीदक्षिणामूर्तिस्वरूपाय श्रीदयानन्दरूपाय परमगुरवे परमात्मने परब्रह्मणे। Let us read the Panchamaha Anuvakaha. Now we are seeing this beautiful portion of the Taittiriya Upanishad. Of course, the entire Upanishad is beautiful, and it is specifically beautiful because Taittiriya Upanishad is specifically known for this specific prakriya called Panchakosha Prakriya, the Panchakosha Vivekaha. And in this section alone, in this section means in this portion alone, every individual is helped to gradually analyze, understand the body, sense organs, pranas, mind, intellect, including ahankara being mithya. Gradually help, one is helped to understand everything being mithya. And gradually we are helped to shift our identity from anatma to atma. Very, very carefully we are helped to shift our identity from the grossest physical body to the abstract, subtlest consciousness. So here, the five levels of experience are analyzed. At the physical level, there is an experience, and which is otherwise said, the physical body is presented as the annamayaha, and that we see how the individual annamayaha, dehaha, is anatma, being non-different, non-separate from its corresponding total samashti annam, virat. And this is how the entire virat, which is inclusive of annam, inclusive of annamaya, being mithya, is understood. And then we are seeing next, at next level of experience, we see the pranamaya. And there also vyashti pranaha, whatever is here, all the physiological functions, along with the functions of the instruments of actions, the pranamaya, is also non-separate from its corresponding samashti pranaha sutratma Hiranyagarbheshwara. So at each level, Upanishad helps us understand even the individual being non-separate from total. At each level, we are helped to see there's only Ishvara. What is only Ishvara is repeatedly brought to understanding from the grossest level. At the grossest level also, there is no individual. There's only Virat Ishvara. At the subtle level also, there's only Pranam Brahma. Samashti Pranamaya, Sutratma, Hiranyagarbheshwara, the only Ishwara. Where is the individual? This is how we are helped to see Ishwara alone is there, even from the grossest level, and if we move to the Manomaya, even though the non-separateness of Yashti Manomaya from Samashti Manomaya is not very clearly discussed, still it is implied there. Samashti Manaha. So at the grossest level, subtle level, subtler level, and much subtler level also, there is no individual. There is only Ishwara. Every individual is Ishwara. Therefore, we have come to the Vijnanamaya also. And here, the Vijnanamaya at Vijnanamaya level also, there is Samashti Vijnanamaya. Samashti Vijnanam, Samashti Vijnanam again is Hiranyagarbha. Samashti Buddhi, Samashti Vijnanam is Hiranyagarbha. Here, very specifically mentioned in the fifth Anuvaka, this Vashti Vijnanamaya is non-separate from Samashti Vijnanam, Sagunam Brahma, Hiranyagarbheshwara. And this Upanishad also specifically mentions that one has to visualize, one has to visualize the non-separateness of Yashti Vijnanamaya from Samashti Vijnanamaya. And this visualizing, seeing the Yashti Vijnanamaya, the individual Vijnanamaya being non-separate from its corresponding total, is Upasanam. And whoever practices this Upasanam, whoever repeatedly sees Vyashti Vijnanamaya being non-separate from Samashti Vijnanam, definitely must have shifted one's identity already from the Annamaya, Pranamaya, Manomaya, which have been already negated as koshas, falsified as mithya. Now, identity one must have only with the Vijnanamaya. Having identity with Vijnanamaya as I am the Vijnanamaya, Atma, and one has to see oneself being non-separate from Samashti Vijnanam, Hiranyagarbheshwara. And if a person visualizes this fact and practice, visualizing this fact itself is, we can visualize the fact with understanding of the fact, is Upasanam. And such Upasanam definitely blesses a person with the punyam, special punyam, that the punyam also, we are going to see what the Upasana phalam also is mentioned here. So Upasana phalam can be enjoyed only if a person very carefully visualizes without having identity with Annamaya, Pranamaya, Manomaya. Because consciously, the identity should not be shifted to there. Without any identity with the other koshas, having identity only with Vijnanamaya, seeing oneself as the knower. If a person sees oneself being non-separate from Vijnanamaya, Samashti Vijnanam, then that Upasana alone will be effective, that one can definitely enjoy the benefit of Upasana Phalam. Is Upasana the main topic? Definitely not. We know very well. Upasana is only an aside information, aside topic. It is not really main topic. But still Upasana Phalam is mentioned here. Okay. With all this understanding, let us read the Vijnanamaya Kosha again. Because Vijnanamaya is something very important to understand. And we have to move on to the Anandamaya also. Okay. Vijnanam yajnantanute. Vijnanam yajnantanute. Karmani tanute picha. Karmani tanute picha. Vijnanan deva sarve. Vijnanan deva sarve. Brahmajyeshthamupasate. Brahmajyeshthamupasate. Vijnanam brahmachedveda. Vijnanam brahmachedveda. Tasmachena pramadyati. Tasmachena pramadyati. Sharire papmano hitva. Sharire papmano hitva. Sarvan kaman samashnota iti. Sarvan kaman samashnota iti. Tasyaisha eva sharira atma. Tasyaisha eva sharira atma. Yav purvasya. In this section, the first part of the section, the fifth section, we see the Upanishad discusses the Vijnanamaya. The next section, actually the Upanishad presents the Rigmantraha. The Rigmantraha discussing the Upasanam and the Upasana Palam. The Upanishad, then the second part actually, in analyzing the Vijnanamaya Atma, Upanishad mantra itself, Rig Mantra, talks about the benefit of the meditation also. And then the next part of the section, Upanishad talks, this introduces the Anandamaya, Anandamayaha, Anandamaya Atma. Okay, so here, Vijnanam Yajyam Tanute, Karmani Api Tanute, Vijnanam Devaha Sarve, Vijnanam Brahma Jeshtam Upasate. So now these verses, Vijnanam brahma chedveda tasmachena pramadyati sharire papmano hitva sarvan kaman samashnuta iti. Until then we have the Rig Mantra. So here, Vijnanam yajyam tanute. It is the Vijnanam, it is the knowledge which alone performs the yajna. What does it mean? The person with the jnanam, the person with the jnanam alone performs the ritual. Because any performance presupposes knowledge. And here, not only the religious activity, not only the Vaidikam karma, the vijnanam performs, apicha, and also what? All other mundane activities also. It is the one with the knowledge who performs all other activities. See, perform the possibility of performance of actions is because of the blessing of the Vijnanamaya, Vijnanam Brahma. It is Samashti Hiranyagarbha who alone is there as the knower, as the doer in all the individuals. Therefore, again we bring in Ishvara here. Who is it? Who is the knower? Who is the performer of actions? The performer of actions is the knower of actions. The knower of actions is, in fact, Hiranyagarbheshwara, Samashti Vijnanam. Okay, so here, therefore it is said, Sarve Devaha Brahma Jeshtam Brahma Upasate. Sarve Devaha Jeshtam Brahma Upasate. All Devas here meditate upon the Jeshtam Brahma. Who is Jeshtam Brahma? Hiranyagarbha. Here, the Hiranyagarbha is the first born. Why first born? We say Antaryamishwara. Antaryamishwara, there is no creation. The whole Jagat remains as Maya, inseparably with Ishwara. Then we say Antaryamishwara. The first, what which comes into manifestation is Sukshma. Though Hiranyagarbha is said to be the first born, first manifestation, first born is Hiranyagarbha. Subtle comes first. Then comes the gross. So Virat Srishtihi, the gross manifestation, always said to be the creation of the gross happens only after the manifestation of the subtle, after the creation of the subtle. And here Hiranyagarbha, who represents the entirety or the Suksha Prapanchaha, is said to be the first born from Ishwara, Antaryam Ishwara. Therefore here, if Hiranyagarbha is the first born, and again, this Jeshtam Brahma, even Vyashti Vijnanam also can be said to be Jeshtaha, Jeshtam Brahma, Jeshtam or Jeshtaha. Vyashti Vijnanamayaha is Jeshtaha. Samashti Vijnanam Brahma is Jeshtam Brahma. So from two different standpoints, we can say why Vijnanamaya is the first. Because action is possible only if there is a desire. So desire, action presupposes desire. And a desire is possible for anything only this knowledge of an object. Without knowing an object, without having any knowledge of the object, one cannot have desire for the object. So knowledge of the object comes first. When the knowledge of the object is, then it is possible for one to have the desire for an object. Desire comes later. Desire presupposes knowledge. And action presupposes desire. Therefore, the first of jnanam, iccha, then karma. Jnanam, iccha, karma. That's why you say jnana shakti, kriya shakti, iccha shakti, kriya shakti. Isn't it? We have three shaktis. So, every individual is blessed with all the three powers, the capacity to know, capacity to desire, capacity to act, to fulfill, and to enjoy also, later on, isn't it? Enjoy also, later on comes bhoktrutva. So, jnanam first comes first. Therefore, vijnanamayaha atma is said to be the jeshtaha. And Vijnanamaya Atma happens to be Jeshtam Brahma, Samashti Vijnanam. You can say Hiranyagarbha said to be the Jeshtam Brahma because the first born. Before the Virat, who comes first is Hiranyagarbha. From the standpoint of Hiranyagarbha, we can say Jeshtam Brahma because Hiranyagarbha is the first born. Before the Virat. The standpoint of Vijnanamaya Atma, individual, also we can say Vijnanamaya is the first, because knowledge is the first before action and desire. Okay, so here, vijnanam, jeshtam, brahma, jeshtam, upasat, jeshtam, brahma. Having said that, now Upanishad says, jeshtam, brahma, upasate. Upasate chet, vijnanam, brahma, veda. So it says, sarve devaha, vijnanam, jeshtam, brahma, upasate. Let us take that way. Sarve devaha, vijnanam, jeshtam, brahma, upasate. Sentence number one. We have to, the sentence is not complete with that. Vijnanam, deva, sarve. The sentence is not complete there. We can say, vijnanam deva sarve brahma jeshtam upasate. What is the prose order there? Sarve devaha vijnanam jeshtam brahma upasate. Sarve devaha vijnanam brahma upasate jeshtam brahma upasate. So vijnanam and jeshtam are two adjectives of brahma, sagunam brahma, Hiranyagarbha here. Okay, so here means all devas meditate upon Hiranyagarbha, the samashti vijnanam, the first born. Is it clear? That is the meaning. If you don't take, otherwise you won't get the complete sentence, won't be there. Only half sentence. Are you all with me? Are following? Okay. Because it's very important, I'm repeating today. Vijnanam brahma chedveda tasma chenna pramadyati. That ched, if the condition, isn't it, actually emphasizes how careful one must be in practicing this meditation. If one wants to enjoy really the benefit of this meditation, one must really thoughtfully, carefully visualize this. That's why chet. So, vijnanam brahma veda chet. If it's implied here, a meditator. Meditator is implied here. Upasakaha. Upasakaha. Vijnanam brahma veda chet. Tasmat na pramadyati chet. You can see twice chet comes. If a person visualizes, okay, meditates upon meditates upon the individual vijnanamaya atma being non-separate from samatti vijnanam brahma. How do we know all these things? All bhashya. Tasmat na pramadyati chet. Na pramadyati chet. Pramadyati means what? One must have identity only with vijnanamaya atma. One must have what? One must have shifted identity already from annamayaha, pranamayaha, and manomayaha. No more identity with the upasakaha. At the time of upasanam, his identity must be only with vijnanamayaha. Not with other koshas. They should not slip. Understand? That's what na pramadyati chet. That implies what? Does not slip. Na pramadyati chet. Okay. I mean, having identity only with vijnanamayatma. And if a person also sees this, visualizes how Vyashti Vijnanamayatma is non-separate from Samashti Vijnanam Hiranyagarbhaha. That's called, that is what is Upasanam. That is what is visualizing. And Pooja Swamiji also says something beautifully here. I'll come to the point next, later on. First, let us see this. If a Upasakaha Vijnanam Brahma Veda. If a person meditates upon this Samashti Vijnanam Brahma, how seeing oneself as Samashti Vijnanam Brahma, then tasmatna pramadyati ched. See, pramadanam, pramadanam, pramadaha means deviation. Na pramadyati ched. If a person does not deviate from having identity with vijnanamayaha to any other kosha. Understand, that is what na pramadyati ched, because it is not slip. Na pramadyati ched. If a person does not deviate in having identity with vijnanamaya atma, having strictly identity with vijnanamaya atma, if a person sees vijnanamaya atma, individual atma, being non-separate from samashti vijnanam brahma, that is what is upasana. And who is samashti here? Jeshtam brahma, isn't it? Then, if only then one can enjoy the benefit. Suppose this is a condition, very strict condition. If this upasanam at this level, even though upasanam is not at all the main topic for us, as allied, aside topic it is presented here. But even then, if a person wants to enjoy the benefit, he must be very careful. He must be very alert. Having identity with vijnanamayaha at this level and seeing oneself being non-separate from samashti vijnanam is upasanam. Then there should not be any deviation from. Deviation means that one should not slip. Identity should not slip from vijnanamaya to other koshas. Then what be the benefit here? Sarvan papan. Sarvan papmana. Sorry. Papmanaha sharire hitva. Two benefits are mentioned here. The first benefit is what? Papmanaha sharire hitva. Leaving aside all the sins, all the blemishes, all punya papams, the body itself. Because identity is not with the body. Therefore, leaving aside all the papams, all the sins in the body itself. First, that is, leaving aside, getting rid of the papams in the body is the first benefit. Second benefit is what? Kaman samashnute. He attains sarvan kaman samashnute. He enjoys all desires. Means what? He enjoys the fulfillment of all desires. Sarvan kaman samashnute. So, sarva kama ashanam. Enjoyment of the fulfillment of all desires is the benefit number two. And the possibility of the enjoyment of fulfillment of all desires is because the person gets rid of all the papams in the body itself. And that getting rid of the papams in the body itself is possible because of his shift in the identity to vijnanamaya from annamaya, pranamaya, manomaya. Okay. Sarvan kaman samashnute iti. Okay. There ends the Rig Mantraha. So very clearly, specifically here, the Vyashti Samashti Aikyam is mentioned at this level. Now, having said that, then Upanishad comes, Rig Mantra, it ends there. The Upanishad comes and tells, Tasyesha eva sharira atma yav purvasya. So, tasya yeshaha eva shariraha atma. And for that manomayaha, manomaya, which has been reduced to kosha, which is mistaken to be atma, which is analyzed and reduced to kosha, becomes the shariram. And this vijnanamaya becomes what? Sharira atma. Vijnanamaya is the atma. So tasya manomayasya, purvasya manomayasya, yeshaha shariraha atma. The preceding Manomaya kosha. Manomaya is the koshaha. It's like the, is the container. Like the container, koshaha. And this vijnanamaya is the atma. Okay. Now here let us see the bhashyam part now. Vijnanam yajnam tanute. Vijnanam yajnam tanute. So, vijnanavan hi yajnam tanoti shaddhadi purvakam. The person, vijnanam yajnam tanute means, vijnanam performs rituals, means, vijnanavan hi yajnam tanoti. Tanute tanoti. You can make out the two verbs. Atmanepadam, parasmepadam. Vijnanavan, indeed, the person with knowledge performs rituals. How? Shaddhadi purvakam. With the shaddha, etc. Shaddhadi purvakam. With the shaddha, etc. He performs. Ataha, vijnanasya kartruttvam tanute. Therefore, vijnanam, my alone, has the status of being the doer, performer of actions. Who is the doer here? Knower alone can be the doer. Ataha, see the person, the knowledge cannot become an action. The person with the knowledge alone can be the performer of actions. Therefore, it is said, vijnanavan hi yajnam tanoti, katam tanoti shaddhadi purvakam. Shaddha. Ataha, therefore, vijnanasya kartruttvam tanute iti. Therefore, here, vijnanamaya, atma, has the status of being the doer of, performer of Vedic rituals and the mundane activities. Therefore, tanute iti, the verb tanute is used here. Karmanicha tanute. So it is the same. The person with the jnanam, knowledge, performs the rituals, Vaidika karma, religious activities, and also the mundane activities. Karmanicha tanute, all actions. Yasmad. Vijnana kartrikam sarvam. Vijnana kartrikam sarvam. Tasmad yuktam vijnanamaya atma brahma iti. Okay. Vijnana kartrikam sarvam. What does it mean? Sarvam vijnana kartrikam. All actions, all activities, religious activities, all mundane activities, all forms of actions of all beings, all the people, enjoy the doership. Where only in vijnanamaya. The doership, the possibility of having doership is because of vijnanamaya. Imagine there's no vijnanamaya. One cannot have doership. One cannot have the knowership. One cannot have doership without the vijnanamaya. That's why, tasmad yuktam vijnanamaya atma brahma iti. As all activities of all human beings are possible, because of vijnanamaya, and even the status of being the doer and knower is possible because of vijnanamaya. Therefore, it says, it is appropriate to see what, to see this vyashti vijnanamaya atma being none other than samashti vijnanam hiranyagarbha. Vijnanamaya atma brahma iti. Vijnanamaya atma brahma. Vijnanamaya Atma obtaining in every individual, the knower, doer, obtaining in every individual is none other than Hiranyagarbha. Because all knowledge for all activities are there in the form of Vijnanam. Kincha Vijnanam Brahma Sarve Devaha Indradayaha Jeshtam Pratamajatvat Upasate. Upasate means Dhyayanti. Ke Dhyayanti Sarve Devaha Upasate Sarve Devaha Dhyayanti. Upaste Upasate Upasate Upasate. You don't say Nakara there. You can't say Upasante. Okay? Make a note of it. It's a different verb. Upaste single. Upasate plural. Therefore, Upasate is equal to Dhyayanti. Ke Dhyayanti, Ke Upasate, Sarve Devaha. Ke Devaha, Indradayaha, all Deva such as Indra, etc. They meditate. Okay. Whom do they meditate? Kam Upasate, Sarve Indradayaha, Sarve Devaha. Kam Dhyayanti, Kam Upasate. Jeshtam Vijnanam Brahma. They meditate upon the firstborn Samashti Vijnanam Brahma, Hiranyagarbha. Why? Prathamajatvat Jeshtam. Prathamajatvat. The two reasons are given here. Prathamajatvat. As Hiranyagarbha, Samashti Vijnanam has the status of being the firstborn, is said to be the Jeshtam, Jeshtam Brahma. Jeshtah Vijnanamayaha, Jeshtam Brahma. Pratamajatvat, as Hiranyagarbha has the status of being the firstborn, Jeshtam, Sarva Pravrutti Namva, that is from the standpoint of Hiranyagarbha, Hiranyagarbha is said to be the firstborn because the firstborn before Hiranyagarbha is born before the Vijnana Virat. Before the Virat, Hiranyagarbha is born first. And second reason is given, Sarva Pravrutti Namva, Tatpurvakatvat Prathamajam Vijnanam Brahma. The reason is given, why Vijnanam Brahma? Why Vijnanam Brahma, obtaining as Vijnanamaya Atma in every individual being. So all Vijnanamaya Atmas together constitute what? Samashti Vijnanam Brahma Hiranyagarbheshwara. It is Hiranyagarbheshwara, Samashti Vijnanam Brahma, Sagunam Brahma alone is in the form of Vashti Vijnanamaya in every being. That is what is mentioned here. Therefore, that is why the Jeshtam, the adjective is given, the qualific title is given as Jeshtam Brahma. First, Pratamajatvam is the first reason. Number one, Pratamajatvam. Pratamajatvat. You can see how the reason is given. Pratamajatvam is the reason number one. Then, second reason, from the standpoint of Hiranyagarbha, he is firstborn before the Virat. The standpoint of Vijnanamaya Atma as individual also, we can say, Purvakatvat, Sarva Pravrutti Nam Purvakatvam Asti, Jeshtatvam, Pratamajatvam, reason number one, Purvakatvam, Sarva Pravrutti Nam Purvakatvam. So his Vijnanamaya Atma alone has the status of being the having Vijnanamayatma has the status of having the priority of being the first before of all the activities. Sarva Pravrutti Nam Purvakatvam Asti. Because as I explained already, knowledge comes first. Knowledge alone results in desire. Knowledge of the object results in desire. desire, impulse, action, then alone action can come. So sarva pravruttihi means activity. Sarva pravruttinam purvakatvam asti vijnanamayasya. So vijnanamaya has the status of being the first. Which comes first? Before even the desire arises, before even any activity happens. Because two reasons, vijnanam brahma is said to be jeshtam. Therefore, anach vijnanam jeshtam brahma dhyayanti upasate, dhyayanti meditate upon such brahma. Remember the two reasons, purvakat, sarva pravruttinam purvakatvam, reason number two. Pratamajattvam, reason number one. Two reasons. Okay. Therefore, devas meditate upon this Hiranyagarbha samashtihi. Tasmin vijnanamaye brahmani abhimanam krutva upasate ityartha. So tasmin vijnanamaye brahmani abhimanam krutva upasate means what? So having identity only with that vijnanamaya and seeing that vijnanamaya being non-separate from samashti vijnanam Hiranyagarbha, they meditate. So meditating means what? Visualizing. Visualizing means what? Repeatedly seeing the fact of vijnanamaya atma being non-separate from samashti vijnanam Hiranyagarbheshwara. And for which one sees oneself being non-separate from Ishvara, to see oneself being non-separate from Ishvara, one must have identity with vijnanamaya. So having identity with vijnanamaya, not having any identity with any other, that's why we say pramadhyati, already it was mentioned. So without any deviation, having strictly identity only with vijnanamaya atma, seeing oneself as vijnanamaya atma, as the doer, knower, then if a person sees oneself being non-separate from samashti vijnanam, Hiranyagarbha, upas, then tasmin vijnanamaye brahmani abhimanam krutva upasate iti artaha tasmate te mahataha brahmanaha upasanat. Then he jnana palam is mentioned, upasana palam is mentioned. Tasmat, as a result of that visualization or upasa meditation, te means te upasakaha, te devaha, mahataha brahmanaha upasanat, as a result of tasmat upasanat, as a result of practicing that meditation upon Hiranyagarbha, jnana aishwaryavantaha bhavanti, they become beings of knowledge and prosperity. Jnana aishwaryavantaha bhavanti. A person, the meditator, becomes blessed with the knowledge and wealth. In fact, if you see on these lines, Shankara Bhagavatpada does not really make an elaborate commentary. He just leaves it. But anyway, sub-commentators alone say certain things. See, the devatas cannot be meditating upon this vijnanamaya because they are no more in this world. Devatas are devatas residing in higher lokas. How can they meditate upon this vijnanamaya? What it means is they must have meditated upon, that's how they became devatas. And then even they enjoy the benefit of meditation higher lokas. That is the that's another meaning given by the sub-commentators. Anyway, we are not interested in this upasana, so we can go ahead. So the devatas meditate means devatas when they had the status of being human beings, living in this world as human beings, they must have practiced this meditation And now, as a result, they enjoy the benefit of the meditation as devatas in higher lokas, as mere enjoyers. In higher lokas, only in bhau loka, as human, as only being born as human beings, accumulation of new punyam is punya papam is possible. Exhaustion of old punya papam also is possible, isn't it? Exhaustion of old punya papam is possible only in this human world, world of mortals, bhulokaha. In bhuvaha svaha maha tapaha satya, other lokas, only exhaustion of punyam is possible. There only exhaustion of punyam alone is possible. Accumulation of new punyam is not possible. Of course, in lower lokas also only exhaustion of papam is possible. That is why we say human janma is very, very special janma, where we can earn new punyam, new papam. We can also exhaust old punya papam to some extent. Therefore, it is always said, in lower lokas, the beings only exhaust the papam, nothing can be earned newly. In higher lokas also, new punyam cannot be earned, only exhaustion of the punyam. So who are these devas, Indradayaha? There are different positions Shastram talks about. The devas who attain, some exalted jivas who attain certain higher forms, and who are there as devas in higher lokas, enjoy, exhaust this punyam, remaining as devas. They must have already earned punyam. As manushyaha, they must have practiced meditation, and now they enjoying the position of being devas and that punya pap also in the higher lokas. That is how the meaning should be taken. This is the side note given by the other sub-commentators, why devas are not human beings. They do not have human anatma, shariram. So they cannot be meditating now. They must have meditated as human beings. They must have earned punyam. As a result of that punyam, they must have gone to higher lokas. And enjoying those positions, they are now enjoying the benefit of meditation. This is another note. Okay? But this is not our main topic. Let us go to the other things. Before I go there, you have to remember, Pooja Swamiji very beautifully, he says. Now what he says? See, why should we think that much? These devas are only enjoyers of punyam, punyam. Because they live in higher lokas, they cannot earn new punyam. They cannot even perform action to earn new punyam. So how can I talk about devas meditating upon the Hiranyagarbha? Therefore it is, and the sub-commentators say, because Shankara Bhagavatpada does not say anything much about it. Other commentators alone say that devas, when they were human beings, they must have meditated, and as a result of which they enjoy the benefit in the higher lokas, being devas. But just Upanishad mentions sarve devaha upasate dhyayanti, means not now, that they enjoy the benefit becoming devas, because they meditated before becoming devas. That is the meaning given by sub-commentators. But Pooja Swamiji says, we need not think too that much. He easily says, it is Pooja Swamiji's beautiful explanation. I love this explanation. Okay. It's not Pooja Swamiji's own interpretation. Of course, whatever he says also from Sampradaya only. Pooja Swamiji says that everything is Ishvara here, isn't it? Especially the Indriyani, Jnana Indriyani, Karma Indriyani. In fact, the Jnana Indriyani are all known as Devaha, Devata. And here, if all the Indriyani are taken as Devatas, and you can understand, the upasate should be taken as their functions. All the devatas doing their functions in keeping with the order being placed in its respective place is also what? Actually, upasam. Devat, all the indriyani doing their own respective functions as ordained in the order, by the order, is also should be taken as upasanam, devata upasana. If eye sees, that is eye upasanam of the eye, the seeing power functioning as the seeing power is what? It's upasanam. Upasanam also means worship. Each sense power doing its respective function, involving itself in respective function itself is what? Upasanam. This is how Pujya Swamiji says, beautifully he says. And then there's no problem because every power is ordained with certain power to do its function, and there is a perfection in its every, perfection means every sense organ does its function properly. And properly doing its function itself is what? Expression of its devotion. So, we doing its function properly without going against the order as ordained itself is like a worship, upasanam. Therefore, all the devatas in the form of sense organs, all organs occur relentlessly, I mean religiously, function in keeping with, okay, in keeping with the order, that is Hiranyagarbha.
Mm-hmm.
And all the devatas are non-separate from Hiranyagarbha. All the devatas constitute Hiranyagarbha. See, Vyashti Indriyam, all the totality of Indriyani is Devata. All the totality of Devatas is Ishvara. Vyashti Shakti, Samashti Shakti, Vyashti Shakti, Samashti Shakti is what? We have Devata. Shakti Nam Samuha, Devata Nam Samuha is Ishvara. Therefore, all Devatas in the form of all the Indriyani are Hiranyagarbha only. Therefore, we say it is even our Veda Shastram, the upasanam, the worship is different. Sometimes we invoke the grace of Samashtihi Ishvara. Sometimes we invoke the grace of Ishvara in the form of a Vyashti Devata. For specific reasons. Vyashti Devata Upasanam, worship of the individual Devata also ultimately goes to Samashtihi only. Why? Vyashtihi becomes an alambanam for Samashtihi. Vyashti becomes a symbol which represents the Samashtihi. This is the basis for our even Murti worship. Any form is symbol for the whole. So here also, every Vyashti Devata can be invoked, can be meditated upon, can be worshipped as symbol of the Samashtihi. All the Vyashti Devata, Vyashti, all the Devatas constitute Ishvara. Ishvara is the whole which is constituted of all the Devatas. As all the Devatas are non-separate from Ishvara, every Devata, which is revered as Devata, every natural phenomenon, obtaining in the form of every subtle power, does its function, okay, as ordained, appropriately, in keeping with the universal order also. And that itself is upasanam. Itself is worship. That itself is expression of reverence. That itself is meditation. In fact, Pujya Swamiji beautifully says, if every human being also does one's duties properly, in conformity with dharma, always acknowledging Ishvara as one's own Swarupam. Even though does not know, Ishvara is all pervasive and Ishvara Bhagavan is there as one's own Swarupam. And acknowledge, remembering this fact that even though I do not know who Ishvara is, how Ishvara is, I understand this fact at this level that Ishvara, Bhagavan, the whole is there as the truth of every being. Remembering Bhagavan is there as one's own Swarupam. Remembering Bhagavan is there as the knowledge, you know, knowledge backing the functions, order involved in all the functions. If a person does one's duties appropriately in conformity with dharma, now without having any identity with this body, mind, sense complex, as just I am, then also that becomes what? That becomes upasana. That becomes meditation. These Pooja Swamiji's thing, upasana, if every day you whoever does one's own duties in conformity with dharma, being conscious of Ishvara, being the whole and Ishvara obtaining as the Swarupam of every individual. Okay. Then awareness of Ishvara in one's own self. Then it becomes upasanam. This is how Pooja Swamiji states this. Such upasanam will help a person, you know, to thin his ahankara. It will prepare him for assimilating, understanding much subtler nature of oneself. This is something which I wanted to share. Okay, we'll go to the next part of the Bhashyam. So we have completed what now? Vijnanam yajnam tanute. We are still there only, isn't it? Vijnanam yajnam tanute. Karmani tanute picha. Vijnanam deva sarve. Brahma jeshthamupasate. Vijnanam brahma chedveda. Tasmachenna pramadyati. Okay, so natacha vijnanam brahma chet yadi veda. So chet means yadi, veda vijanati. Vijanati means what? Meditates. I told you this already. Vijanati means knows. Vijanati also means meditates. If a person yadi vijnanam brahma vijanati. Vijnanam brahma vijanati chet. If a person meditates upon this vijnanam brahma as the one obtaining in every individual as the vijnanamaya atma, nakevalam veda eva, tasmat brahmanaha na pramadyati chet. Very important. Not only this person meditates upon Hiranyagarbha as the one obtaining as individual Vijnanamaya Atma, means seeing individual Vijnanamaya Atma being Samashti Hiranyagarbha, but na pramadyati chet, tasmat brahmanaha na pramadyati chet. If a person does not deviate, means does not shift his identity from Vijnanamaya Atma to other koshas, means thoughtfully not having identity with Annamaya, Manomaya, Pranamaya, having identity only with the Vijnanamaya Atma, and see the Vijnanamaya Atma as Hiranyagarbha, na pramadyati chet. So, na pramadyati means what? Shankaracharya says, bahyeshu anatmasu atmasu abhavitatvat bahyesha anatmasu ஆத்மபாஹ்யேஷு அநாத்மசு ஆத்மபாவிதத்வாத் பிராப்தம் விஜ்ஞானமயே. சோ பாஹ்யேஷு அநாத்மசு ஆத்மபாவிதத்வாத் ந பிரமாத்யதி. மீன்ஸ் there is no deviation from this vijnanamaya to other anatma koshas. Praptam vijnanamaye brahmani atma bhavanayah pramadanam tannivrutyartham uchyate tasmat na pramadyati iti na pramadanam. விஜ்ஞானமயே பிரம்மணி ஆத்மபாவனாயாக பிரமதனம் ந பிரமதனம். தெர் இஸ் நோ மோர் டிவியேஷன் ஃப்ரம் தி விஜ்ஞானமய ஆத்மா டு அதர் அனாத்மா கோஷாஸ். தட் இஸ் வெரி தட் அ கண்டிஷன், இம்பார்ட்டன்ட் கண்டிஷன். தன் நிவத்தியர்த்தம் டு அவாய்ட் தட் ப்ராப்ளம் ஆஃப் ஸ்லிப்பிங் அவே ஃப்ரம் விஜ்ஞானமயா டு அதர் கோஷாஸ். It is said, tasmat na pramadyati iti. That is why Upanishad, if a person wants to enjoy the benefit of meditation, definitely he must not have identity with other koshas. That is what is emphasized by this verb specifically, na pramadyati. Annamayadishu atmabhavam hitva. Please don't mistake me, I am not repeating. Shankara Bhagavad Pada is repeating here. Okay, don't think I am so old. Swamiji is making us feel bored repeating it. I am not repeating what he says here. Annamayadishu atmabhavam hitva. Annamayadishu atmabhavam hitva. Having given up, shifted, given up the identity with other kosha such as Annamaya etc., கேவலே விஜ்ஞானமயே பிரம்மணி ஆத்மத்வம் பாவயன் ஆஸ்தே சேத். வாய் இஸ் நா பிரமாதத்தி ஹி எக்ஸ்பிளைன்ஸ் சோ மச். திஸ் ஓன்லி பிளேஸ் சங்கராச்சாரியா ஸ்பெண்ட்ஸ் லிட்டில் டைம். அதர்வைஸ் உபாசனம் ஹி டசன்ட் பே மச் அட்டென்ஷன், டசன்ட் எக்ஸ்பிளைன் மச். ஓன்லி ஹியர் ஹி சேஸ் ஓகே விஜ்ஞானமயே பிரம்மணி ஆத்மத்வம் பாவயன். ஹேவிங் the status of being the self in vijnanamaya means having identity only with vijnanamaya, giving up the identity with annamaya, other kosha such as annamaya etc., kevale vijnanamaye. I do not explain the kevale. It only in vijnanamaya having identity. Annamayadishu atmabhavam hitva கேவலே விஜ்ஞானமயே பிரம்மணி ஆத்மதத்துவம் பாவயன் ஆஸ்தே சேத். இஃப் அ பர்சன் மெடிடேட்ஸ் இன் திஸ் மேனர் ஒன்லி, தென் ஹி கேன் என்ஜாய் தி பெனிஃபிட் ஆஃப் திஸ் மெடிடேஷன். வாட் இஸ் த மெடிடேஷன் பெனிஃபிட் ஹியர்? வாட் இஸ் தி உபாசனா ஃபலம்? தத்தா கிம் சாத்? ஓகே, தென் வாட் ஹேப்பன்ஸ் இஃப் அ பர்சன் ஹேவிங் ஐடென்டிட்டி ஒன்லி வித் விஜ்ஞானமய ஆத்மா, not having identity with other koshas, if a person visualizes the oneself being one's own self being non-separate from samashti hiranya garbha, if a person sees samashti hiranya garbha being one's own self also, then what is the benefit? Tataha kim syat iti uchyate. Now phalam is mentioned, sharire pap manaha hitva. சரீரே பாத் பாப் மனஹ ஜஹாதி. தட்ஸ் தி மீனிங். ஹேவிங் லெஃப்ட் அசைட், ஹேவிங் லெஃப்ட் ஆல் தி பாபம்ஸ் இன் தி பாடி, ஹி சேஸ் ஷரீர அபிமான நிமித்தாகி சர்வே பாப்மான. சி, வை டு வி ஹேவ் சின்ஸ்? புண்ணிய பாபம். ஸ்லைட் ஸ்மால் மென்ஷன் ஹியர், all punya papams are because of the doership, isn't it? because of their strong knowledge, I am the doer. And the doership is because of what? Because of the identity with the body only. If the identity with the body is not there, doership also cannot be there. You're only with the knower, not the doer. Isn't it? The possibility of doership is because of Vijnanamaya Atma. But still, if identity with the physical body is not there, identity with the prana, etc. is not there, then definitely doership is not possible. Isn't it? So, what he says, Sharira Abhimana Nimittahi Sarve Papmanaha. See, Papma is an Akaranta Shabda. Therefore, Papmanaha. Papmanaha is equal to Papani. Sarve Papmanaha, Sarvani Papani, all Punya Papams. Sarvani Papani means what? All Punya Papam, all Karma Palani, only because of strong identity with the physical body. Sharira Abhimana Nimittaha Hi Sarve Papmanaha. Therefore, Teshamcha Vijnanamaye Brahmani Abhimanat. Now, this Upasaka has shifted his identity from the body, this Annamaya, Manomaya, Pranamaya and Manomaya to only Vijnanamaya. And his identity is only with Vijnanamaya Brahma now. Seeing oneself as the Vijnanamaya Atma and thereby seeing that Vijnanamaya Atma as Hiranyagarbha, Abhimanate, Nimitta Apayam means what? When there is no cause for Punya Papam. Identity with the physical body is the cause for Punya Papam. Identity of the physical body being not there, the cause for Punya Papam being not there, Nimitta Apaye, when there is no cause for Punya Papam, in terms of identity of the physical body, Hanam Upapadyate. Okay, the giving up also is possible. The giving up of getting rid of Hanam, giving up is Hanam. Giving up, getting rid of all Punya Papams happens because the cause for Punya Papams is gone. The cause for Punya Papam in terms of having identity of the physical body has gone. Therefore, the Punya Papams also have gone in the body. Is it clear? Even Upasana helps at this level. See, so much may it help to think. We have not got rid of the, we have not attained the jnanam still. Even at this level, you are escaping. You're already are helped to see you are free from Punya Papam. If identity of the body is not there, you no more doership means no Punya Papam. And the only Upasaka enjoys his benefit. Very nice. So, Vijnanamaye Brahmani Atma Abhimanat. Due to the self-identity one has in Vijnanamayam Brahma, Nimitta Apaye, when the cause for Punya Papams is not there, Hanam Upapadyate, the giving up, the getting rid of all Punya Papams happens. He gives an example, Chatra Apaye, Iva Chaya, Chaya Apayaha, Chayayaha Apayaha, Chatrasya Apaye. If the umbrella goes away, then shade also goes away. If umbrella goes away, shade goes away, isn't it? Umbrella is there, shade is there. In the same way, if identity with the body is Punya Papams you have. Identity with the body is not there, Punya Papams are not there. How identity goes? Now this Upasaka Now, already clearly analyzed Annamaya, analyzed Pranamaya, analyzed Manomaya, and negated them all as Mithya Koshas. No more identity. Now, Upasaka's identity is only with Vijnanamaya Atma, and he sees Vijnanamaya Atma as Samashti Vijnanam Hiranyagarbha. Okay. Tasmat Sharira Abhimana Nimittat. Sharira Abhimana Nimittat. Sarvan Papmanaha Haira Prabhavan Haira Eva Hitva. Therefore, Saira Eva Hitva, having given up, having left aside all the punya, sarvan papmanaha, all the punya papams, and which punya papams? Shaira prabhavan, shaira prabhavanti, all punya papams which originate in the body only, originate because of the body identity only, having left them in the body itself. Sharira prabhavan sarvan papmanaha shaira eva hitva. Caused by what? Sharira abhimana nimittan. Kidrushan papmanaha, kidrushani papani. Sharira abhimana nimittan. Harira prabhavan sarvan papmanaha harira eva hitva. Having given up, having left all punya papams caused by the body identity, caused by body identity and originating in the body itself, leaving them the body itself, Vijnanamaya Brahma Swarupa, Swarupapannaha, Vijnanamaya Brahma Swarupapannaha, as the one now having Vijnana, Samashti Vijnanam Hiranyagarbha as the one Swarupam, having identity with Samashti Vijnanam Hiranyagarbha as the self, having Hiranyagarbha as his Swarupam, Ishvara as one Swarupam, Vijnanamaya Brahma Swarupapannaha, Tatsthan Sarvan Kaman, Tatsthan Sarvan Kaman, Vijnanamaya Mayena Yeva Atmana Samashnute, as Hiranyagarbha, a person enjoys the fulfillment of all desires. Samashnute samyang samyang bhukte ityartha. Samyak samyak bhunkte samyak bhunkte. Samashnute enjoys iti artha. This is the meaning of this Rig Mantra. Okay. Tasya Purvasya Manomayasya Atma Yeshaha Eva. Tasya Purvasya Manomayasya Atma Yeshaha Eva. So, this is the Atma obtaining within the Kosha. The Manomaya, Manomaya Kosha, the preceding one. Sharire Manomaye Bhavaha, Shariraha. And this Vijnanamaya is the Sharira Atma obtaining in the Kosha, Manomaya Kosha. Kaha, Yeshaha Vijnanamayaha. So Vijnanamayaha is the Sharira Atma. Manomaya is the Koshaha. Kosha, like the Koshaha. Okay. Now, we are moving on to the next text. Tasmadva etasmad Vijnanamayat. Tasmadva etasmad Vijnanamayat. Anyontara Atmanandamayaha Tenaisha Purnaha சபாயேஷ புருஷ வித ஏவ தஸ்ய புருஷ விததாம் அன்வயம் புருஷ வித தஸ்ய பிரிய மே வசிர மோதோ தக்ஷிண பக்ஷ பிரமோத உத்தர பக்ஷ ஆனந்த ஆத்மா பிரம்ம புச்சம் பிரதிஷ்டா தத்பியேஷ ஸ்லோகோ பவதி. சோ இந்த ஃபிஃப்த் அனுவாக்கா, தி ஃபர்ஸ்ட் பார்ட் ஆஃப் ஃபிஃப்த் அனுவாக்கா ஹாஸ் ரிக் மந்த்ரா விச் டிஸ்கசஸ் தி விஜயானமய ஆத்மா அண்ட் உபாசனம் அண்ட் பெனிஃபிட் எக்ஸெட்ரா வி சா. நவ் உபனிஷத் ஆஃப்டர் டாக்கிங் அபவுட் வாட் ரிக் மந்த்ரா சேஸ் கன்க்ளூடட் தட் நவ் உபனிஷத் அகெய்ன் இன்ட்ரடியூசஸ் ஹி சேஸ் தஸ்மாத் ஏதஸ்மாத் விஜயானமயாத் அன்யோந்தர ஆத்மா ஆனந்தமய. நவ் ஹியர் கம்ஸ் தி ஆனந்தமய ஆனந்தமய ஆத்மா விச் இஸ் அதர் தேன் தி விஜயானமய ஆத்மா விச் இஸ் இன்டீரியர் டு தி விஜயானமய ஆத்மா. ஹியர் வி ஹவ் டு ஸ்டாப், வி கேனாட் கோ எனி ஃபர்தர். ஓகே, now this is the anandamaya atma is other than vijnanamaya, is interior to this vijnanamaya. Tena yeshaha purnaha, and yeshaha, this vijnanamaya atma is filled by that anandamaya atma vijnanamaya. Now you have to understand, already we had to understand what vijnanamaya, even though we understood vijnanamaya as the knower, vijnanamaya as the doer, vijnanamaya is not, is the one, all knowledge is there, vijnanamaya is jeshtam brahma etc. Now already we understood vijnanamaya is not there, vijnanamaya atma is vijnanam brahma only, therefore vijnanamaya atma also is mithya. Why it is mithya? It has no independent existence. There's no such a thing called vijnanamaya atma independently without samashti vijnanam brahma. Therefore, samashti vijnanam brahma, hiranyagarbha is like the cause. Vijnanamaya atma is like the effect only. It's non-separate. Therefore, it is not there independently. It is mithya. It is as though. Therefore, it is as though as non-existent. It is non-substantial, namarupa only. It is like the non-substantial namarupa. Therefore, vijnanamaya atma also is like the koshaha. Therefore, it is not possible for one to have identity anymore with vijnanamaya atma. For upasanam, for some time is okay. Yes. When you consciously shift your identity from annamaya, manapranamaya, manomaya, of course you have to come to vijnanamaya. Now from vijnanamaya also identity must be shifted, because vijnanamaya also is anatma. Why it's anatma? It is mithya, because it is no independent existence. It is not separate from samashti, hiranyagarbha. Therefore identity is not positive, not atma. Now one has to shift one's identity from vijnanamaya atma to anandamaya atma. Now vijnanamaya also is no more atma, it is koshaha. Very painful, very painful. All this time we analyzed aham, one should have identity with vijnanamaya atma, one should see one's identity with samashti brahma etc. We have seen. Now it is, we had to shift the identity from that vijnanamaya atma also. We should not get stuck with upasana etc. We should move on, because we understand vijnanamaya atma is also mithya, being non-separate from, being dependent on samashti vijnanam brahma. Dependent means what? No independent existence means mithya. It's only as well as non-existent. It's only like non-substantial nama-rupa. Now, and we see samashti Vijnanam Brahma also, Hiranyagarbha also has to be now resolved into Samashti Ishvara. Samashti Hiranyagarbha has been resolved into Samashti Ishvara. Now you can see all three. Samashti Pranam Brahma, Samashti, Samashti Pranam Brahma, Samashti Manaha, Samashti Buddhihi, Samashti Vijnanam, all together Hiranyagarbha should be resolved into Samashti Antaryamishvara. All Mithya. Now, before we go to Antaryamishvara, let us see here. What is Anandamayaha Atma? Now, one's identity is with Anandamaya Atma. Therefore, it is said here, this Anandamaya Atma also, Purusha Vidha Eva. Tasya Purusha Vidha Tam, Anu Ayam Purusha Vidha. This Anandamaya Atma also is imagined to be having the formless Anandamaya Atma also, imagined to be having the form of the body. In keeping with that form of the human form of the preceding one, preceding level of experience. So Anandamayaha also is imagined to be having the form in keeping with the human form imagined of the Vijnanamayaha. Is it clear? Okay. No. But only thing is, here, even though Anandamaya also is presented with the five parts, as Shiraha, Dakshina Paksha, Uttara Pakshaha, Atma, Brahmapucham, five parts. Are the five parts, only three parts alone are koshas. The three parts will be seen differently here. Okay, let's see here first. Tasya Purusha Vidhatam Anvayam Purusha Vidha Tasya Priya Me Vashiraha. So here, Modo Dakshina Pakshaha Pramoda Uttara Pakshaha Ananda Atma Brahma Pucham Pratishtha Tadapyesha Sloko Bhavati. So here, Priyam Eva Shiraha. Priyam stands for pleasure. Pleasure, three different degrees of happiness, three different degrees of experiential joy are presented as three parts of this Anandamaya Atma. Different degrees of joy, experiential joy. So, Priyame Vashiraha, the head of the Anandamaya Atma is pleasure, the formless pleasure. He is imagined to be the head of the Anandamaya Atma. Priyam is equal to pleasure. Modo Dakshina Pakshaha. Modaha, slightly greater degree of joy. A degree of joy, pleasure, a degree of jahatin degree of joy is imagined to be the head of the Anandamaya Atma. And Modaha, greater degree of joy. You can say pleasure, now you can say joy. Modaha, joy. Another greater degree of joy is said, looked upon as the right wing of the Anandamaya Atma. Then much greater degree of joy, we can say happiness. So pleasure, joy, happiness. We can say much greater joy is looked upon as the left wing of the Anandamaya Atma. Left side of the Anandamaya Atma. Pramodaha. So, Priyam, pleasure. Modaha, joy. And Pramodaha, greater joy. So, three different degrees of experiential joy are presented as three parts of this Anandamaya Atma, head, right wing and left wing. Shiraha, Dakshinav Paksha, Uttarav Paksha. And Priyam, Modaha, Pramodaha. And now, Ananda Atma. And here the word Atma, the trunk of the Anandamaya Atma is Jeevaswarupam. Anandaha. The fullness of happiness. Jeevaswarupam is the Jivatma Swarupam is, Jivatma is here, trunk of the Anandamaya Atma. Ananda Atma. And what is the Pucham of this Anandamaya Atma? Brahma, this absolute reality, which is of the nature of limitlessness, fullness of happiness, implied by the term Brahman, is the support, Pucham, for this Anandamaya Atma. Therefore, this Atma and Brahma, Jivatma Paramatma Swarupa Aikyam is already presented here. This all-pervasive reality, which is ever of the nature of limitlessness alone, is here as the Ananda Atma, as the truth of the individual. Okay? This is Ananda, the Jivatma. So Brahma stands for Paramatma, and Ananda Atma stands for Jivatma, and Jivatma is the trunk without which Jivatma, whose Swarup means fullness of happiness, is the only source of any pleasure, any degree of experiential pleasure. So, Jivatma is the source of happiness. Jivatma is the Atma. Atma obtaining as associated with the individual body, minds and complexes here. Atma is the only source of happiness, of any degree of experiential pleasure. So it's a trunk. A person has the trunk of the Anandamaya Atma. And this Anandamaya Atma, this Jivatma, the Atma having the title of Jiva, Atma having the title of Jiva because of its association with this enclosure, is non-separate from Brahma, which is ever of the nature of limitlessness, and which is the support. Here, Jivanatma, this Ananda Atma, and Pucham Brahma are non-separate, one and the same. Therefore, only these three, and the Swarupma of the Brahman is limitlessness, and this Atma, being non-separate from Brahma, Swarupma of the Atma is also what? Fullness. The only, that is, very Swarupam is fullness of happiness, which does not come and go. Whereas, these three different degrees of joy, experiential joy, as Priyam, Modaha and Pramodaha, are all manifestations of fullness of happiness, which is Swarupam. The Swarupam does not come and go, but the manifestations, the experiential sukham comes and goes. Priyam comes and goes, Modaha comes and goes. Pramodaha comes and goes. But what doesn't come and go is what? Swarupam, Anandaha, the fullness of happiness, which is the very Swarupa of the Atma, doesn't come and go. And because this Atma is none other than Brahma, which is here present as the support. Even though Atma is not the supported, Brahman is not the support, because Brahman Atma are one and the same. Atma being non-separate from Brahman alone here is present as the trunk and the support. Is it clear? Okay, I'm going to stop now. We'll see tomorrow. I have to say lot of things. We will discuss tomorrow. To completing the whole thing, I'll again explain certain things. It'll become much clearer. Om.